Thailand's casino plans receive negative attention from China. The Thai government's proposal to legalize integrated resort complexes has drawn criticism from Chinese authorities, with President Xi Jinping raising concerns over potential social risks. Prime Minister Paetongtarn Shinawat defended the initiative during her recent visit to China, emphasizing that the plan is undergoing thorough evaluation before any official approval is granted. Paetongtarn explained that the proposed facilities would function as integrated entertainment hubs, with hotels, restaurants, and recreational areas comprising the majority of the space, while the casino component would take up a limited portion. She acknowledged the presence of illegal gambling operations within Thailand and pointed out that regulating and taxing the industry could provide economic benefits rather than allowing unregulated gambling dens to flourish without contributing to the country's revenue. The casino project has been a key policy initiative of the Phiu Thai-led government, first introduced by Paetongtarn during a parliamentary session in September 2023. Proponents argue that legalizing and regulating casinos would help curtail underground gambling networks while generating significant financial contributions to national development projects. The government maintains that providing a controlled environment for gambling activities would be more beneficial than allowing illicit operations to persist. In January, the Thai cabinet granted initial approval to a legislative proposal that would set the foundation for casino developments. The bill is currently under review by the Council of State, which has 50 days to make necessary revisions before it proceeds to parliamentary debate. According to government officials, the legal framework is being carefully refined to ensure proper regulatory measures are in place. Future of casino bill uncertain. Pakorn Nilprapunt, Secretary General of the Council of State, stated that the bill is being thoroughly reviewed to address concerns and fine-tune details regarding licensing, taxation, and operational oversight. The revised version is expected to be ready for parliamentary consideration by early March. The government has indicated that a national referendum is unnecessary, as the policy has already been discussed in Parliament and was included in Phiu Thai's election platform. Despite the government's position, the proposal has faced opposition from civil society groups. A grassroots campaign has been launched to gather public support for a referendum on the issue. The Stop Gambling Foundation, led by Secretary General Thanakorn Kamkhris, has set a goal of collecting at least 50,000 signatures in an effort to push for a nationwide vote on the casino initiative. Details of the proposed regulations include a licensing system that would require operators to secure permits valid for up to 30 years, with a registration fee set at 5 billion baht and an annual payment obligation of 1 billion baht. Additional restrictions include an entrance fee for Thai nationals and an age limit prohibiting individuals under 20 from accessing the casino areas. Paetongtarn stated that discussions with Chinese leaders included insights on managing the risks associated with casinos. She reassured President Xi that Thailand values its diplomatic relationship with China and remains open to understanding how other countries balance tourism growth with social concerns. The Prime Minister acknowledged China's experience in addressing gambling-related challenges and stated that Thailand will consider these perspectives while shaping its own policies.